Amen. Well, let's try to bring this back in spiritual somewhat. Turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 19 this morning. Luke chapter 19. And in case you're wondering, I'm a Sooner fan. And yes, sir. So, yeah, please do. They lost yesterday. I told Brother Robert this morning, I offered him a muffin, and he said, I can't eat a muffin, and he's still mourning over yesterday. So, yeah, so I said, man, I understand. He said, we'll not talk about that this morning. So, well, amen. Good to have a father-in-law around. All right. Luke chapter 19, and let's read there verses 1 through 10. Bible says, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. He was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass by or pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Jesus said, this day is salvation. Come to this house, for so much as he also, he also is son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. Let's pray and we'll get in the message this morning. Lord, we love you this morning. We thank you for your goodness. And Lord, thank you for being able to come to your house and have a good time. And Lord, rejoice and worship and sing the songs of Zion and hear your word preached and taught. And Lord, to be able to fellowship with your people. Lord, to have just a good time in the Lord. A time where we leave here, we're not going to have any regrets, Lord. We won't have any qualms about what happened here today because we know that you'll be with us. I pray, God, that you'd fill me with your power, and Lord, that you'd speak through me. And Lord, let me not say anything that you wouldn't have me want, you'd want me to say. And let me say everything you need me to say. And Lord, let me be your instrument. Lord, I pray this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning I read the story here of Zacchaeus, and I want to use this the expression here that is popular as out on a limb. How many ever heard that expression this morning? Ever heard somebody say, I'm going to step out on a limb here, and whatever that was. It's used to convey the idea of a leap of faith. It refers to people who are willing to risk it all on what they believe to be right. The Bible gives three examples of men who were literally out on a limb. They wound up out on a limb because of the path they chose to walk. I'd like to share with you these stories this morning of these men and their lives. And as I do, I ask you, and I ask you with a sincere passion, to please take a look at yourself and see where you might be out on a limb today. I'm going to preach this morning on the subject out on a limb. I've told people that, man, I'm stepping out on a limb for you here, man. You need to help me out. Or I've stepped out on a limb in here, and I hope it all goes through. And so many times we use that in life, and we use that phrase as an idea, like I said, as a leap of faith, something that I'm just going to step out kind of blindly, hoping that whatever it is I'm stepping out on really works. But these men I'm going to talk about this morning, they were really out on a limb. These men this morning, they were literally out there, and each of them had a reason why they were out on the limb. First of all, if you turn over to 2 Samuel 18, verses 9 through 15, we'll not go there this morning, but it's the story of Absalom. Absalom was David's son. Absalom was the next in line to the kingdom. Absalom, he was out on a limb because he's reaping what he sowed. He's out on the limb there because he's reaping what he sowed. Letter A, he squandered his blessings. God had smiled in his life. He was handsome. He was popular. He was beloved above his father. He was noted for his beautiful flowing hair. And also he was noted for his spirit of vanity and pride. You see, Absalom here, he had everything that life could offer him. I mean, he was wealthy. His dad was the king of Israel. He had everything set there before him. He had all the riches he wanted. He had all the fame he wanted. He had all the popularity he wanted. He had everything that anybody could ever want. He was good looking. The Bible speaks of his long flowing hair, and definitely that was a form of pride in his life, and he had that there. But I want to tell you something this morning. He went out on a limb. Because the Bible says that he rode under a brush, and the brush grabbed him by the hair, and there he hung in that limb by his hair. There come Jehu and smote three darts in his chest because he had gone against what God wanted. He went out on a limb because of his reaping and sowing. He squandered his blessings, letter A. Letter B, he squandered his privilege. Man, you think about the privilege that the king's son had. You think about the blessings that fall upon him. He squandered those privileges. Absalom, and he was the third son of David, and he was a royal descendant twice over. He was the potential heir to the throne. The wasted privileges of a wayward Christian is prayer and our praise and our peace and our closeness to the Father. Hey, we get so caught up in what we want, and this is just like Absalom. We begin to let our pride take hold of us, and we begin to let the things that we want take precedence over the things that God wants in our life. And man, we get on this roll, and we think that we're better than God. We think we got it all figured out. Can I tell you this morning that you're going to be out on a limb, and that limb you don't want to be out on. Absalom was out on that limb because he's reaping what he sowed. He hung there by his hair. He hung there by his hair. Not only did he squander his blessings and squander his privileges, but he also squandered his birthright. As I mentioned before, he would have been the king someday. And the Christian has the potential to become great in the kingdom of God, but not by living outside the boundaries that God has laid down. We find ourselves saying, okay, God, I'm going to live right here, and I want you to bless me right here. When in fact, God is saying, I want you to live over here because these are where my blessings are. That's where our birthright is from God. There's so much wasted potential among our churches today. Many people that have the talents and abilities and gifts that God has given them and blessings and man, people can sing and are able to preach and have the gift of all sorts of things, of giving and all the things that God lists there in 1 Corinthians as gifts. But they squander those things that God give them, and all it has to do with is their own foolish pride. And let me tell you something. Many of you have talents and gifts that God's given you. Have you used them for God? Have you let God have them? Many of you can sing. Do you use your voice for the Lord? Many of you might have the gift of giving. Do you give for the Lord? Maybe you have the gift of being able to talk to people. Do you use that for the Lord? All of us have a gift. Maybe you're a mechanic. Maybe you know about mechanics. Do you use that gift for the Lord? You know, we squander our blessings. We squander our privileges because we get out on a limb with God. And there Absalom hung out on a limb, reaping what he had sown. Bible says about Absalom that Absalom died as a fool died. I heard a message preached a long time ago, and the message was along that line. What are you going to be known as when you're dead? And he used that phrase, he died as a fool dieth. He died as a fool dieth. Well, I'm going to tell you, We've got so much potential just sitting in this room to be able to reach Fort Worth for God. But you know what we do? We get out and live with God, and we're going to reap what we sowed out on that limb. Absalom was out on the limb, sure enough, by his hair. He was out on that limb because he was reaping what he sowed. Tried to kill his dad, the king. You better be careful. You better be careful talking about the men of God. You get out on that limb, you're going to reap what you sow. And we need to not go out on that limb. Absalom was out on a limb because of his reaping and sowing. Number two. The second man that I find here is in Matthew 27, verses 3 through 5 here. Judas. Judas was out on a limb. The Bible says that he hung there by his neck. That he hung himself. You see, Absalom was out on a limb because of his reaping, because he reaped what he sowed. Judas was out on a limb because he rejected forever the Son of God. He rejected the call of God. And you imagine being Judas, I mean, walking around with Jesus himself, seeing the miracles, seeing the things that God has done, that God did through Jesus. And man, you imagine being there with him as he seen Jesus walk out on the water, and he allowed Peter to walk out on the water. And can you imagine being there when he was there in Cana and he turned the water into wine? And man, as he healed the lepers and he healed the sick and he raised the dead, and Judas was there for all of that. Yet he rejected the Savior and is burning in hell right now. He went out on a limb. There he hung. Just like the rich man in Luke 16, and in hell he lifted up his eyes being in torment. Many of you, you've been in church, you've been around people in church, you know what the Bible says, you've heard the messages about salvation, you've heard of all the things that God has brought your way, you've seen the miracles in other people's lives, you've seen how God was moving in different areas of, even in your life, you see God moving in different areas, and yet you still reject him. And again, it stems back to pride. Man, what if I go down there? What are they going to think? I've been a Sunday school teacher. I've been a bus driver. I've been this. I've been that. And man, we reject the Savior. We get caught out on a limb just like Judas. We all know Judas is the betrayer. We all know that. And to reject Christ after all he's done for us, we're no better than Judas. We betray him. We betray him. First of all, Judas rejected the call of God. Judas was there when Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burdens light." He was there when he raised Lazarus from the dead. He was there when Jesus walked on the water. Yet he was able to reject the gospel message. That's a sad limb to be out on. That's a sad limb. You don't want to be out on that limb. Not only did he reject the call of God, he rejected the commandment of God. Jesus' word had been preached around Judas for 3 years. Yet Judas said no. And let me tell you something. This morning, outside of Jesus, there can be no salvation. Outside of Jesus, there is no salvation. Outside of him, there is no redemption of sins. Acts 4:12 says there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We have to accept Jesus. There's only one door to heaven. Jesus said, "I am that door." He told John 14:6, we've heard this verse, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Listen, You can be sitting in a service like this and hearing the messages like this and hear the preaching like this over and over and over. It don't matter how many times you come to church. It doesn't matter how much money you put in the offering. It doesn't matter all that you do in the church. It doesn't matter what office you may hold. If you haven't gone through the door of Jesus Christ to get to heaven, you're not going to get there. Because there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Him. Not only did he reject the call of God and the command of God, but he also rejected the Christ of God. When Judas turned his back on Jesus, he closed the door on his own soul, like some do today. I've preached in several different places, and boy, you can just tell when people are lost. Let me back up then and rephrase that. You can tell when God's working on somebody about something. As a preacher, when you're having an invitation and you see God just working and working and working, and then they don't respond, man, that's a horrible feeling, because you know God wants to do something in their life. Let me tell you this morning, maybe you're not sure of your salvation. Maybe you're not sure totally, 100% without a doubt that you're going to go to heaven. If you don't know that you're going to go to heaven this morning, I beg you to take care of that. Don't get stuck out on that limb. Don't get stuck out on that limb. Judas got stuck out on that limb, and it didn't end well for him. It didn't end well for him. He had hoped to profit by the silver, but without Christ, he had nothing. He traded Jesus for those pieces of silver. When the sinner walks away from the gospel, he isn't rejecting the messenger, but he's rejecting Christ or the message. That's where you find yourself out hung on that limb. Is that where you're at this morning? Are you heading out toward that limb? You're going to sit here this morning and hear the message and invitation of salvation and reject it once more? You're getting closer and closer to finding that noose out on that limb. Just like Judas. And just like Judas, you'll hang yourself. You'll hang yourself. God's a gentleman. He doesn't force anybody to follow Him. He doesn't force anybody to get saved. He doesn't make anybody accept Him. It has to be your choice. How about you this morning? Is that you? Well, not only do we see, first of all, Absalom, which he got out on the limb because of his reaping and sowing. Second of all, we see Judas, who got out there for rejecting Christ. Third of all, we see this about this man, Zacchaeus. He got out there on the limb to receive Christ. Man, you imagine this short guy. The Bible says he was little of stature. He couldn't see above the crowds, and he crawls up in a sycamore tree. If you've ever been in the children's church, you hear that song, Zacchaeus was a wee little man. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree, and he said, Zacchaeus, come down. You know, when we compare ourselves to how big God is, we're little of stature. No matter how tall or short we are, no matter how rich or poor we are, no matter what our looks are, but Jesus, just like preacher said last week, he's knocking at your door. And just like Zacchaeus, he wants you to receive him. We see here in Zacchaeus receiving the Savior, we have a desire to see Christ. There was a longing to see Jesus. Man, he had heard so much about this man of Galilee who walked on water, and he heard the miracles, and man, he had heard all the things about Jesus, and he was ready to see Jesus. He got up in that tree because he couldn't see over the crowd. He had a desire. He had to put a little work into it. He had to put himself out of his comfort zone, possibly. Can you imagine? I mean, a grown man climbing up in a tree just to see somebody. You watch the football games and in different ones, and you see the fans, how they hang over the tunnels as the football players come out. They want to see their favorite player. And it's kind of like Zacchaeus was looking for Christ. He got up in a tree to see Jesus, and he got up there to see what the Lord was all about and to see who he was. And second of all, he heard a direct call from Christ. This is how it works. No man can come unto me except the Father has sent me to draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. Jesus calls the sinner to respond by faith. This is how salvation comes to all men. Oh, the glory of being called by Almighty God. What amazing grace. What a privilege. Hey, listen. He's calling you this morning if you're lost. You have a choice to go out there on that limb just like Judas, or you can go out there on that limb like Zacchaeus. Let the Savior say, hey, come down. We're going to go to your house today. And here in God's house today, God can say, hey, come on down. Come down to this altar. I'm going to go to your house. I'm going to go inside of you if you'll accept me. I'm going to tell you, I remember the day that I went up in the sycamore tree and was looking for Jesus. It was April 21st, 2002. Man, over there at Baptist Temple, Brother Mickey was preaching on unsaved church members. And, man, I've been in church my whole life. I was quoting verses when I was 3 years old. But when I was 21 years old, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. Amen. I came down out of the tree, and he came into my house. Listen, let me tell you something. After all that he's done, the final person I want to tell you about this morning is Christ. He went out on a limb for us too. As he hung on that old rugged tree, he was up there in such agony and pain. Hey, he did that for us. He went out on a limb for us. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior this morning, he's out there waiting for you. All you have to do is come. He welcomes you with open arms. He loves you like you've never been loved before. He went out on a limb just for you. He died in your place and rose again in your place too, so that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Every head bowed, every eye closed.